The Los Alamos firestorm burns hundreds of homes.
You can't appreciate it until you're here. It's absolutely terrifying, and it's like a scene from hell.
The complex, politically charged case of Elian Gonzalez back in federal court today. I'm Bob Serkin in Atlanta.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The wind has picked up again in Los Alamos, New Mexico, fanning a wildfire that's already damaged or destroyed as many as 400 homes. CBS News reporter Lee Frank is there.
Standing a few miles northeast of the Los Alamos National Laboratories complex, I'm watching flames leap over the tops of tall pine trees. Thick clouds of black smoke fill the sky, blowing eastward. Over some Los Alamos neighborhoods, helicopters with buckets hanging down drop water on homes and on trees, barely visible through the smoke. The warm, dry, windy conditions make it almost impossible to slow the destructive path of this raging wildfire. Lee Frank, CBS News, Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Somebody made a mistake, and obviously we have to find out who.
New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici is among the members of Congress demanding an explanation for this disaster, which started as a so-called controlled burn to clear brush at the Bandelier National Monument. President Clinton also wants answers.
The Forest Service, you know, for a very long time has had these controlled burns, but we have to look in to see what the real facts are and what the responsibility of the government is.
Mr. Clinton says the government's first job is to put out the fire and provide for the thousands of people who've been evacuated. Another controlled burn is burning out of control on the north rim of the Grand Canyon, some 3,000 acres scorched so far. And authorities say a fire burning in northeastern New Mexico may have been touched off by a plane crash. Now this.
Tires affect the ride, handling, and performance of your car or truck. Make sure you have the right ones. Stop into your participating Lincoln Mercury or Ford dealer and have factory-trained technicians install the original equipment, name-brand tires that came with your vehicle at competitive prices. And for a limited time when you buy four Michelin tires, you'll get a free car cleaning kit, a $75 value. Visit your participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers for quality care today.
See service advisor for redemption information through May 31st, 2000.
Johnson steps up to the plate, and that's good.
Visit your local Century 21 office during the Century 21 All-Star Home Run Derby Sweepstakes.
Here's McHale. ABC ya!
You can win $250,000 towards a home.
Bye-bye.
For an office, visit Century21.com. Century 21, real estate for the real world.
Century 21 is the official real estate organization of Major League Baseball and part of the Move.com network. For official rules, stop by any participating Century 21 office. No purchase or listing required. Must be 21 or older. Contest ends June 9th, 2000. Void or prohibited. Each office is independently owned and operated.
As Cuban Americans demonstrated outside, a federal appeals court in Atlanta heard arguments today in the Elian Gonzalez case. Reporter Bob Serkin was there.
Before a packed courtroom, Elian's Miami family sitting front row, the three appeal judges heard a plea for Elian's life. Lawyer Kendall Coffey, representing the Miami family, warning that if the six-year-old Elian is denied an asylum hearing, he'll go back to Cuba facing a lifetime of persecution. The Justice Department arguing before the court that although Elian is due a hearing as much as any other alien, he's too young to apply for one, and therefore must adhere to his father's wishes of returning to their homeland. The court's decision is due in a few weeks. Bob Serkin for CBS News, Atlanta.
Yet another case of a child with a gun. In Prairie Grove, Arkansas, Police Chief Robin Casey says there was an altercation at the junior high school this morning. Later, in a nearby field, an officer found a 12-year-old boy holding a shotgun.
The officer approached him out in the field and told him to come out. The suspect stood up and fired. The officer returned fire, striking the suspect once.
He's hospitalized. The officer, hit three times, has already been released. Authorities believe the boy got the gun after leaving school. The Million Mom March for Stricter Gun Control is planned for this Sunday, Mother's Day, on the National Mall in Washington. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato went there today.
Construction workers are making final preparations for what promises to be the largest anti-gun violence demonstration ever in America. Already built, this 54-foot long, 12-foot high wall containing the names of 4,001 gun victims who died just since the Columbine High School massacre in April of last year.
Blake King, 17, Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana Mayor Scott King points to the name of his nephew on this wall of gun deaths.
It's two teenage kids getting in a fight. I was in my share of them at age 17, too. But nobody had a gun.
The Million Mom March has been created to try to push Congress to enact tougher gun control measures. Barry Bagnato, CBS News on the Mall in Washington.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form, then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.lendingtree.com.
Now, the best reason yet to get digital cable or satellite TV. Introducing the Starz Encore Super Pack. Up to 12 different movie channels. Incredibly, all for about $12 a month. See new hit movies on Starz, Encore, and channels like Action, Mystery, BET Movie Channel, and more. Get the Starz Encore Super Pack. 12 different movie channels. Call 1-800-SUPERPACK today.
With subscription to digital cable or satellite TV, availability and price may vary.
A labor dispute is causing delays for some United Airlines passengers. Pilots protesting a lack of progress in contract talks are refusing to work overtime, forcing United to cancel about 150 flights. This time of year, the suburban homeowner's weapon of choice against garden pests is malathion. It's also used to control mosquitoes. But now, the Environmental Protection Agency says it will review studies that suggest malathion could cause cancer.
The EPA is concerned with the risk-risk balancing. Are the cancer risks from malathion serious enough to outweigh whatever potential benefits there are?
Dr. Michael Gottschfeld of Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. The EPA says its preliminary assessment indicates the risks from exposure to malathion are within acceptable limits. With speculation swirling around him, New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani insisted today he's not giving much thought to a Senate race right now.
I've made no decision on that. I'm no further along in that decision than I was when I started my inquiry into the health situation.
The health situation is his prostate cancer. Giuliani says he's still discussing a course of treatment with his doctors. As for his family situation, the mayor lashed out when a reporter pressed for details on the breakup of his marriage, saying the press should show some decency. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. It's predicted that the web will carry the majority of phone calls within the decade. That's good news for companies that spend a fortune on long distance. Why? Carrying voices over the internet is less expensive than through a phone line. Internet telephony lets you make calls directly through your desktop, which means more affordable rates for long distance. It also lowers your administrative costs and, most important, improves your customer service. Your PC can gather information from incoming customer calls and route them to the appropriate service agents. You can give your e-business a more global competitive edge with the same quality as your current system.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. Our internet telephony solutions are designed to the highest standards of quality and reliability and leverage the new high-performance internet, enabling businesses and their customers to communicate like never before. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
A good day on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials up 178 points to 10,545. The Nasdaq gained 114 points to close at 3,499. Security guards have no one to blame but themselves for an armored car heist in Idaho, Texas. Police say the guards left their vehicle unlocked, the keys inside, when they both went into a bank. Meredith Lyle has pleaded guilty to robbing a Bank of America branch in Chesterfield County, Virginia. Authorities say she took more than $15,000 and used most of the money to make past due mortgage payments to the same bank. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.